There is something to be said about the power of music. It can transport a listener somewhere entirely unknown, influence the way a listener looks at the world, or simply make a listener's day that little bit brighter. For friends and musicians, Strauss Shi and T.Y. Jiang, the violin guitar duo known as Arcostrum, perform each concert in celebration of music, with programs spanning all genres and eras. Vesper Concerts welcomes Arcostrum to Omaha March 15th for a concert promising a little bit of everything a violin and guitar can offer.
What we're trying to show is obviously different kinds of genres. You're going to hear the Piazzolla Tango, the Gypsy Jazz, the Vivaldi classicals, Vivaldi and Scarlatti, the Chinese instruments. They're going to get a whole different buffet of different kinds of music. But I think beyond that, we like to tell our own stories and give an audience a great time through stories, humors, and we love to be who we are in our concerts.
Born in China, Shi moved to the United States at age 6 with his family. Raised in a house of musicians, Shi's parents opened a music school in which he attended. While he learned to play a variety of instruments during his time at the school, it was the violin that Shi gravitated towards the most. Zhang was also born and raised in China. At age 18, Zhang met guitarist Sharon Isbin, founder of the guitar department at the Juilliard School, while she was touring China. Zhang performed for Isbin during a master class and, with her encouragement and help, applied to the Juilliard School to continue his studies. It was at the Juilliard School that the two met and became fast friends.
I went to USC first for my master's, and then he kind of followed me later. And then when we were both at USC, we didn't overlap at USC at all, but we reconnected, rekindled our friendship. And then it was actually during COVID, we lived together. We got an opportunity to do a duo concert in San Francisco. We didn't have a name, we didn't have a website, didn't have anything, but we're like, okay, we really believe in our duo and we feel the chemistry, and then let's make something happen.
Taken from the Italian word for the violin bow technique and the act of sweeping across guitar strings, the duo opted to incorporate both instruments in their name, Arcostrum. As the duo began to establish themselves within the chamber music scene, they quickly realized the existing music for a violin-guitar duo would not be enough.
So we started to hunt for music to play at first, and we just find that the music that already exists for guitar and violin duo are very limited, and then they're in a way that they're not best representing what we want to do or who we are. So we started to arrange music. It's like, you know what, let's just get rid of this idea. Let's just go hunt for music, not music for this, but music. It was like, whoa, this sounds so cool. What's the instrumentation? Let's arrange that. And we study everything together, learning like 5-6 arrangements online, listen to them. And then we just sit together trying to find out what sound we want to produce.
Arcostrum's performance will take place at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross, beginning at 3 p.m. For more information on the upcoming Arcostrum concert, visit vesperconcerts.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.